Hello.
Wakey, wakey. This is Jerry from Concierge Services giving you a wake-up call. Hello?
What?
Yep, wake up. It's time to wake
Hello?
up. This is Jerry from the hotel. I was just giving you a personalized wake-up call this morning. Rise and shine. Coffee or anything?
I don't have a wake-up call.
No, I've got that room 1611 has a wake-up call for right now.
Which room?
Room 1611. Oh, you're a funny one when you're kind of out of it just waking up.
I don't have a wake-up call. This is room 1161.
Oh.
Okay, I don't have a call, okay.
I am sorry, and it's early too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, go back to bed. Looks like you don't have to wake up early. I'll call the other room and get them up, and I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, bye. Hello?
Hey, this is Jerry again, and I was just wondering, because I screwed up with that call just a bit ago, maybe I screwed up with yours, too.
What?
Yeah, your wake-up call. What time was yours for?
I already told you I don't have a wake-up call.
Well, like none at all?
No, I don't have a call.
Okay, sorry about that. I'll go on about my...
Hello?
Hey, this is Jerry again. Sorry to bug you one more time.
I don't have a call.
No, I know. I forgot to ask you a question.
What?
Are you checking out today?
Why are you calling to see if I'm checking out? Yes, you've woken me up twice.
Okay.
Already.
Well, if you're checking out today, I just forgot to tell you that you can check out using your TV. It's super easy. You don't even need to come downstairs. You can just click on the remote and you can check out that way.
Why are you telling me this? You're just being an ass and waking me up.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I was just trying to help out.
You're not helping.
Well,
you're waking me up. I have a long flight ahead of me. I need my sleep.
Well, I figured because I woke you up earlier with the accidental wake-up call that you were probably already awake. And then I thought, you know what? I'll call her and see if she knows about the TV checkout.
I'm trying to get some sleep. What can't you understand about that? Stop
okay.
calling. This better not be Jerry again.
It is.
Are you kidding me?
No, but...
I told you not to call back.
I know, and I
Why
feel...
Why are you calling?
Well, I feel really horrible about what happened, so is there any chance that I can make it up to you and buy you some breakfast?
Are you a moron? Are you just so stupid that you're not listening on purpose?
Well, we had a little miscommunication, and I figured I could send you up some room service for free. We got...
I don't want your room service. I want to go to sleep.
We have Eggs Benny.
I don't give a sh** what you
okay.
have.
All right.
Stop calling me.
Okay. So it sounds like you want to just go back to sleep.
Okay, I don't even know if that's an option at this point because you've ruined my entire day.
Well, if you can't get back to sleep, I'd love to tell you about our in-room entertainment package. We have HBO, we have Stars,
oh my God,
a lot of on-demand.
I hate you.
But we don't even know each other for you to hate
I
me.
I hate you. I'm never staying at this hotel again, and I'm going to tell your manager to fire your ass.
All because of a prank call?
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Who?
Jubal from the radio. It's a joke. It's a prank phone call. Your sister Erica set you up.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
She said you were staying at this hotel and wanted me to mess with you.
Are you serious right
yeah.
now?
She said you get really upset when people wake you up.
Oh, my God. I hate when people wake me up.
Well,
oh, my God.
Hey, sorry to wake you up, but if you're going to get mad at anybody, you have to get mad at her.
No, I'm mad at both of you, okay?
Why could you be mad at me? I was just trying to tell you about the HBO package that they have
oh
in the room.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Great.